This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here 7 nights a week on Free Talk Live. We open up the phone lines to let you call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Sometimes that's news. Sometimes it's just chat. You never know exactly here on Free Talk Live.
How about them Patriots?
God, I have no clue. I have no idea.
That should piss off a lot of people in the area.
That Tim Brady, he's a hell of an athlete. Huh? The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Yes, I know his name isn't Tim. apparently there are things going on that are like real and dangerous in the world. It's Mark with you
and Richie Rich.
Melanie's supposed to join us here shortly. She does have mom things to do though. So, tell me what's going on.
So this is as like breaking news as it gets for me, 'cause it's from like early this afternoon, late this evening. And I don't even know, if it's even related to the whole, Iranian, snafu that's been going on. But this is the headline. Rockets were launched at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad for the second night in a row.
That sounds bad.
It does sound bad. And that's the thing. I've read multiple articles on this, and I don't get the impression that it's Iranian rockets, right? But here's what the article has to say.
Well, how do you know? It's not like they write it on the side. And if they did, you wouldn't be able to believe them.
Trump was very clear that he was responsible for taking out the general, right? It was like, tweet, tweet, and that was me, guys. So if this was the retaliation that everyone's been suggesting will happen, then it could very well be. Multiple rockets landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad Sunday evening, marking a second such attack in the last day. Police told multiple outlets that 6 people were wounded as 3 rockets landed in the city's heavily secured green zone and 3 others nearby.
So this green zone is basically the U.S.'s territory?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not an expert on the region or how those markers get laid out, but it's supposed to be, you know, like the U.S. area there. And then all of a sudden, there's rockets.
Welcome, right? Melanie.
Hey.
Okay. So, as I understand it, the embassy in Baghdad is gigantic. Like, it's been likened to a mall.
Okay.
And I don't know if the green zone is, like, I have no idea what's going on as far as the size of the embassy and that sort of thing. But it's supposed to be quite large.
Are you suggesting that rockets landing nearby could be anywhere in Baghdad then because of how large the embassy is, or that it's no big deal that rockets are landing near the embassy?
I'm not suggesting that. So when, for instance, you find rockets are being propelled from, say, Gaza Strip? No, the other one. Maybe it's Gaza. Anyway.
You're talking about Israel and Palestine?
Yeah, Gaza Strip. Okay. Into Israel, oftentimes there are things like, you know, concrete balls, the cannon balls being shot in. And this is one of the reasons they can't get building materials there anymore, because Israel said, all right, that's enough concrete cannon balls being shot in. Now you get no concrete.
Okay.
And trying to repair things without concrete, hard.
I'll bet.
And if they're shooting concrete cannon balls in, I guess I'm not as concerned as if they're firing Scud missiles.
Okay. Well, this says rockets, so I don't...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, a bottle rocket's a rocket.
Okay. Fair enough. Like I said, it's not very clear what exactly is going on from the 2 articles that I read, but it's as breaking news as you can get with all the tension going on
right
over there. U.S. entities in the country have been increasingly under fire in recent weeks, and the killing of General Qasem Soleimani, a top Iranian military official by U.S. forces, triggered fiery responses from Iraq and Iran. Multiple rockets, again.
Right. Now, so Iran has recently, Iraq has voted now to kick U.S. forces out.
And will they leave? It's a whole nother question.
It's an interesting question. I imagine the forces will leave as soon as their betters tell them that they can.
Okay.
But when will that be, and how will that arrangement go? I have no clue.
Neither do I. It's a very tense situation all around.
And I mean, there's not going to be any circumstance where the embassy is going to be there. Remember, this is a very large embassy.
Yes.
Without troops to protect it, so you're not getting all the troops out.
Maybe they evacuate the embassy.
Right. This embassy isn't some kind of, well, that's, I don't think they will.
Okay. I'm with you. I don't think they will either, but it adds a layer of depth to what's actually going on around there.
Yeah.
Of the six rockets that fell in Baghdad, three struck the city's heavily secured green zone and three in an area nearby, according to Al Jazeera. Police told the outlet that six people had been wounded in the attacks, which employed Katyusha rockets. So there you go. If you want to look that up, Katyusha rockets. It was the second such attack.
How do you spell Katyusha?
Katyusha.
Okay, go ahead.
It was the second such attack in the last few days after two rockets previously landed in the Green Zone, which contains the country's parliament, government offices, and foreign embassies on Saturday.
So these are real military weapons.
Right. The strike comes at a tense time in U.S.-Iraqi relations as the latest of 14 times in the last 2 months that U.S. entities in the country have been targeted. Daily Mail reported that Sunday's strike came after two violent pro-Iran factions, Kataib Hezbollah, warned Iraqi security forces to get away from U.S. troops at bases across the country by 5 p.m. local time. So the Iraqis were notified to not be in the area by Kataib Hezbollah. And then all of a sudden, rockets are falling, you know, and landing nearby. Last week, U.S. authorities condemned attacks like the violent siege at the embassy and the December 27th rocket attack that killed an American military contractor near Kirkuk, Iraq.
Okay.
The White House connected both attacks to General Qasem Soleimani, a top Iranian military official, before he was killed under orders from President Donald Trump. That's the old news. The U.S. shocked the region when a successful airstrike killed Soleimani at the Baghdad airport, triggering the fire responses from Iraq and Iran, escalating tensions.
Right, and I would warn everybody to consider how you would feel should, say, China decide that they're going to assassinate some foreign leader, dignitary, VIP, foreign VIP, that's the terminology I'm going to use.
Okay.
A foreign VIP on U.S. soil. You wouldn't feel very sovereign, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
You'd be like, whoa, if anybody does any assassinations around here, it's us.
Right there at JFK, right?
Right.
That's where they all land anyway.
And, I mean, I can totally understand how Iraq feels here. They feel like, hey, y'all told us we had a country. And we don't have a country. We're a U.S. Middle East client state.
That's one of the things that I wonder. Like, they did it at the airport in Baghdad, right? I was like, how do you feel like at the airport at that time? If you were just at the Baghdad airport going about your business and all of a sudden a drone drops a missile, like, right outside the window, right there on, you know, where they're driving up.
A lot of cases these are hellfires, right?
Sure.
These are serious business that happens out there.
Yeah.
I suspect it wasn't just this Soleimani fellow that got to meet the virgins.
No, whoever was like in the car, in the surrounding vehicles.
And you often don't hear about them.
Yeah, because they got the main target,
right?
And that's what everyone cares about.
That's what everybody cares about. But, you know, you're just an airplane maintenance guy.
Yeah.
Boom.
Or the maintenance crew that has to go, like, clear up the mess afterwards. Like, who's responsible for that?
Yeah, well.
Pulling all the parts away? All right, last part. American lawmakers and officials backed down concerns over security threats to the U.S. in the wake of the attack after Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said that the harsh retaliation is waiting for Americans in the wake of Soleimani's killing.
Mm.
So this is not the retaliation. This is not part of it. Like, what's going on? That's the thing. None of the articles say what's really going on.
How can you know?
Well, someone can take credit for it.
Yes, they can. It sounds like this this Hezbollah organization has.
Maybe. All they did was give a warning to be out of the area. Like, did they know something or were they responsible?
Well, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. We were discussing the rockets that are falling in the green zone in Iraq right now. And you can comment on that or anything else. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. I want to tell you about, before we go any further, AnyPay. They've got a new ambassador program, and, well, I can tell you that you can make some money now in the cryptocurrency space. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us, tell them, we're involved, but yeah, tell AnyPay what you did there at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com.
So I've heard that ad read multiple times, and I'm still a little bit confused as to how I earn a little bit of cash back.
Yep.
Like, I download the app, and then I go to the business, and they start accepting it, and I get a kickback or, you know, a commission on every purchase that's made at that business.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be. Yeah. The first few times
every
I heard the read.
Cryptocurrency transaction at that business.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Want to talk about millennials. I've been told millennials support socialism. Now, I'm somewhat skeptical. First off, I don't like talking about people's based on generations. But I must say that there's some comparisons, right?
Sure.
So
millennials, this is the beautiful thing about this. Millennials support socialism because they want to make America great, but for everyone.
All right. Well, socialism will make everyone equally as poor.
Right. So it's a misguided attempt, potentially, but they're good. God, they have a good heart.
So are we going to be using socialism as the broad term, kind of talking about social welfare safety net programs, or the narrow term as in state ownership of the means of production?
For the sake of this article, the broad term, because I don't think most people writing about socialism use the narrow definition of the means of production.
Right. They don't seem to know what it means.
Right.
Yeah.
What's that? You support the military? That's socialism. You support private? You support hospitals? That's socialism. Right.
Well, hospitals are socialism the way that they are in the U.S. in most cases.
Because the government owns the hospitals and the means of production?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, the hospital near me is like Catholic Medical Center. I'm pretty sure that's a church thing.
You might want to, I mean, if you care, you might want to look into that.
Okay.
If you don't care, then there's no reason to dig into it.
The hospital that I used to go to back home was like a Seventh-day Adventist. So it's usually, when I think about hospitals, I think of mostly as church organizations as opposed to state-run. Now, if you say that, you know, if the argument is that they're state-controlled because the state funds the church or gives the state their nonprofit status, I could hear that, but I'm not going to, like, you know, the county general, typically, right, where the state is actually in charge of the hospital.
There are very few private hospitals. I mean, not that they don't exist in the U.S., but there are very few private hospitals.
Right. And what I'm saying is my experience with hospitals has usually been a religious thing. The one back in Hawaii, you know, Seventh-day Adventist.
I mean, you personally might have only been to private hospitals, yeah. But the majority of hospitals in the U.S. are government hospitals.
Okay, fair enough. The next generation of socialists believe that the intolerable cannot be tolerated. And if you believe that, you might just be a socialist yourself.
If you believe that, you might just know what a tautology is.
Right. I've known what a syllogism is since I was a knee-high to a grasshopper.
The word socialism, here you go, is becoming more and more mainstream. When Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders launched his 2016 presidential bid, only a fringe few dared to use the label. To call yourself a socialist was supposedly a political death sentence.
Now, I will agree that Bernie Sanders has mainstreamed a brand of socialism.
Democratic socialism. Better than the real thing.
Right.
Now, in part, thanks to Sanders,
fewer calories, less caffeine.
Many are wearing socialism as a badge of pride. Dozens of socialist candidates have won seats all over the country, including two members of Congress, and membership in the Democratic Socialists of America has exploded.
So if we're talking about single payer, like health care, or, I mean, things like that, then
What I think of is I think of single-payer schools. We have those.
Socialist.
19% of graduates are functionally illiterate.
Thank you, socialism.
single-payer... let's see. What else is there?
Roads.
What's that? Roads? Single-payer roads, which you can't... Most people like the roads...
They complain about the condition of the roads.
They do, especially up north.
But what can you do? If everyone pays, that's what you get.
Right. Well, you can't get anything better because everybody has to pay for this one.
Unfortunately. According to a 2019 YouGov poll, 70% of millennials now say that they would vote for a socialist. So whatever you...
Run those numbers by me one more time.
70% of
millennials. 70% of millennials.
70% of millennials. All right.
No, that's incredibly inflated. There's no way that's true.
Well, take it up with YouGov then. Because
not to say they will vote for the socialist, but they would vote for a socialist.
But what is socialism? How do you know whether you're a socialist? Could you be one already without knowing it?
I think most people are. I'm of the opinion socialism simply means, state ownership of the means of production. When you're talking about the government basically owning all the property, because you pay property tax, you're just a renter of your property.
Okay.
They tax your body in so much as labor is taxed. So the means of production is land and people. So everything in the United States is socialist by that stretch.
Does that make everyone in the United States a socialist, though?
It makes them pawns and serfs in a socialist system.
I'll take that.
Let's go to John calling in from Nebraska. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm not a big fan of people using the term socialism as a scare tactic. There's been a lot of Republicans that have been doing that. And I like Bernie Sanders' plan. You know, everybody having affordable health care seems really nice.
Okay, that's not a plan. That's a goal.
A goal, sure. Yeah, within the first 4 years or whatever, working its way through to all ages. But I guess what I'm getting at is, I don't really see Bernie Sanders' socialism, his democratic socialism, being the type of socialism like where the state owns factories and stuff like that. I mean,
it's not the same thing, no.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I kind of want to see people actually get affordable health care. And I personally, I don't really, as a citizen of this country that doesn't really make a whole lot of money, I'd like to see rich people pay their fair share.
So what is the fair share?
That's a whole other kind of words.
Yeah, how much is it?
The thing is I don't know how much rich people make. They always hide how much money they have. You got Warren Buffett saying that his secretary pays more in taxes.
John, hold the line. I'm going to bring you back, okay?
Okay.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Al-Shabaab extremists overran a key military base used by United States counter-terror forces in Kenya, destroying U.S. aircraft and vehicles. It was the Al-Qaeda-linked group's first attack against U.S. forces in the East African country. Al-Shabaab, based in neighboring Somalia, claimed responsibility, and they assert that 9 Kenyan soldiers were killed and 7 United States aircraft destroyed. The U.S. military said initial reports reflect damage to infrastructure and equipment only.
A deadly crash involving a passenger bus and multiple vehicles on the Pennsylvania Turnpike left at least six dead and dozens injured, shutting down a large portion of the highway. Officials now say at least 60 people ranging from age 7 to 52 were hospitalized with injuries after the crash. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are on the scene. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, as John from Nebraska has. We're going right back to John here shortly, but I want to tell you first about Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. It's freedomsphoenix.com. So let's go back to John. John called in from Nebraska. And John uttered some support for Bernie Sanders and the general idea of health care for all.
Rich people paying their fair share.
And rich people paying their fair share. I'm sorry, it's Medicare for all. I want to get the branding right on this. Because as socialized medicine, Americans don't like it. As Medicare for all, heck yeah, they're for it. So, John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so what is the fair share? We had asked you that question.
The fair share. Well, I mean, it's hard for me to go. I guess I could give you an example, I guess. I don't know. Say you get pulled over for a speeding ticket or something, and the speeding ticket costs you like $100.
All right.
And you're the type of person maybe only make $12,000 a year.
Yep.
$100 is going to be a lot of money to you.
Yep.
A billionaire, you know, percentage wise, $100, they could probably wipe their butt with $100.
Sure.
No
$100 is not that big of a deal.
Yeah. And so
they probably aren't driving either. They're probably having somebody drive them.
Yeah, they're probably flying. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, something like that, percentage wise, maybe something a little bit more fair. And the
that's the problem with fines. That's like fines or purportedly, although I kind of disagree, not a revenue program. They're a disincentive program. Which still has that same problem with the percentage-wise, but that's a problem with fines, not a problem with the
I can tell you this, about the top 30% are the only ones in America that are paying income taxes of any real sort. Sure. I mean, in all likelihood, if you're paying income tax, John, and you claimed you weren't making that much money, you're probably paying for Medicare, and you're probably paying for Social Security, and you're probably not paying for much more. Now, I will say those are probably large percentages of your income. They feel like a large percentage. It's not much fun, but that's what those are.
Yeah, and to the fines, really quickly, there. I forget what country it was, like Norway.
It's one of those Scandinavian countries that has like an income-based fine.
Right.
Yeah, there is a country that does that. And that does make more sense because it's like people could be, oh, it costs $20 to park here.
Right, but then you end up with headlines like man pays $170,000 for a speeding ticket.
Yes.
Right. That seems outrageous. No matter your income
the country.
Level. No matter your income level. I don't care if you're a millionaire or a billionaire and you can afford that, right? That seems outrageous to give the government that much money for speeding.
And let's not forget that it's the ones going the speed limit on the interstate that are the ones that are causing the accidents because everybody's trying to get around them.
Yes.
And, you know, go forward down the road. But
right lane drive, left lane pass.
Just another government problem. So, John, if the government gets involved in medicine more than it is, because at this point it's my understanding that 7 out of every 8 dollars that are spent in healthcare, and I'm talking about sort of mandatory stuff, not like, faceless and these sorts of things, is already spent by the government. So you're just talking about adding on another 1/8, right? And I think it's likely we're going to go this direction, but once we do, then we're in this world where the government gets to decide who gets treatment, when they get treatment, and all these other things. And do you want that?
Well, I mean, you look at all these other countries that have it, and it seems to be working very well.
There's some
have
really...
Have you seen headlines? Just headlines.
No,
not even
it's not.
Actually looking into it from some of the other countries that have it.
I mean, these insurance companies, they create these stories. They pay people to spread lies. It's...
Oh, they're not lies. People from Canada are coming here for heart surgery.
Well, but I just watched a video of Bernie Sanders where they went over there and they paid like 1/10 of what they pay here in the United States for like insulin or something.
And insulin? I'm sure that's true. You get the insulin they want to give you. Here, what they're talking about high price and insulin here is usually the EpiPen shot thing. If you want to just get insulin in a needle, it's cheap here in the United States. It's the delivery method that's so much that costs so much more. And this is one of the ways that they fudge the numbers. But, yeah, I mean, there's definitely some things that are comparison-wise. You can say, oh, this is better over here than it is there. That's a reason that people... go to Canada for drugs, right?
Tourism.
They'll order drugs from Canada, or they'll fly to Bangkok for medicine.
You can order it online from India anyway.
You can do those things. Absolutely. I think the...
And I've done that.
Here's one thing. Here's a question I have, John. And this is not intended to be a smart-ass kind of comment. All right? I seriously wonder this. If the place that has this really great... a standard of living and this really great medical system and education system and all this other stuff exists, why wouldn't you just go there? Instead of fight, vote, and wait for it to come here, and you know it's not going to be as good as it should be because that's how we do it here in America, why not just pick up and move?
Well, because I grew up here. I have faith in this country. I have faith in some of these people still. And I think we can change things for the better. And
well, if you put the government in charge of it.
Have a good night.
Okay, thanks, John. Appreciate it. Putting the government in charge of medicine is probably going to result in the great strides forward we've had with putting the government in charge of education.
Sure.
Every single school. Almost. Like, I'm going to go ahead, somewhere in the high 90%, the worst schools in America for a given grade are government schools. So if you go to some district where a school is, and you say, all right, we're going to look for 10th grade, which is the worst school in this district for 10th grade?
Don't
sure be. Enough, it's the, you know, Ethan Allen Public High School.
So when it comes to the medicine thing, I think... The biggest difficulty is getting people who want cheap medicine to strike at the root of the issue.
Well, the reason that medicine costs so much now is because the government's put so many mandates and made these insurance companies basically a cartel. Right. They gave them a great deal. And this, if I was the conspiracy sort, I'd say this was set up to fail.
And it may, and it may be
true. I think the ACA was absolutely set up to fail because
that's Obamacare.
Thought that the people would go begging for single payer, which is what they really wanted, because they I can't buy health insurance in New Hampshire because no one is selling it.
So you have to go through the government. Let's go to Glenn from South Carolina. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, y'all?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, happy New Year to you guys, and I hope this is a great one. And Trump will win the election. And another thing, I'm scared when I hear socialism or communism. I don't think you go into socialism. It might go to communism. The way this country is kind of sleepy-eyed and not waking up right now. The reason being I called, I'm a disabled veteran. I'm kind of worried that I'm trying to show people that just because you're blind, you can still do things and not be put in nursing home, but I don't know what they got plans for people with disabilities. They're never talked about in the election or anything. It's like we're out of sight and out of mind. But just one point, y'all, we vote too. We pay attention to these issues. And, well, I don't feel like being put in nursing home. I feel like I got more to contribute to America and the world and make a statement. And I'm still going to be here, and as well as I can fight, I'm not going in no nursing home.
Well, the last caller suggested that socialized medicine would be good for everyone. You fear that. So what is your fear about that going forward in your specific case?
My fear would be that if something would happen to somebody and they would lose their sight or limb or something like that, the easy answer would be to force them in a nursing home. That you wouldn't have the freedom.
Right, you're going to get the medical care we're going to give you. And what other choice would you have? Glenn, I think you bring up a great point. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, man.
855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you. Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
The number 855-450-3733. We are talking about socialized health care. And we've had some calls and some people have some opinion on it. I'm delighted to talk about it. In my opinion, anything done by the government is always done poorly. I get that you want cheaper health care, and I do too.
That's the opposite way to accomplish that, though.
It is. Well, it will be, if it's single payer, it'll be free. It's just the service will stink. Monopolies are not known for high levels of customer service or low prices. They're just not. We have, however, this is not a monopoly. It's a completely voluntary program called the AMP program. That's Advertise, Market, and Promote is what AMP stands for. You go to amp.freetalklive.com and do as Gaylord has done and become an amplifier. Gaylord's a silver amplifier, and thanks very much, Gaylord. A big salute going out to you and all that you are lord of at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Discord lines. Now, notice the call quality difference between the last call, and which came in on the phone lines, and Flatfoot McCoy here, who has taken the time to go to discord.freetalklive.com and call in. Flatfoot McCoy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I saw in the news there was what they called a terror attack on the Kenyan embassy or something along those lines, right?
Oh, yeah, okay, so, news to me.
So what's the difference between an attack and a terror attack?
A terror attack is done with a plan to scare people into whatever it is that you're hoping to do.
A political motive.
A political motive, usually. Yeah. So it sounds like a terror attack.
Right. I guess my point is that, you know, I think that they're all labeled that way, right? When we do it, it's not a terror attack.
Right. The United States government is, since it made the assertion, it could simply not do a terror attack. It's not possible.
The general that they killed in Baghdad recently, they called him a terror general.
Yes.
He's been labeled as a terror general
by the United States.
Right. You know.
Well, that way you can blow him up in the world war on terror, and it's not a problem.
Well, because from the other perspective,
that's not what I was calling in. I was mainly calling in just because I just wanted to highlight the difference between an attack versus a terror attack, and how, while you're right, that's the definition of a terror attack. It's being skewed. It's not being used properly, right? That's not what's happening.
Well,
even though that's the true definition.
It's the doublespeak that they had in 1984. Everything we don't like is terror.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're absolutely right. Thanks for the call.
From the Iranian perspective, right, the general was great because he fought against the terrorist organizations like ISIS and whatnot over there and helped repel those from the area. So he was a fighter of terrorism until the U.S. decided that, no, he's also a terrorist, and then blow him, right? All the fighting against actual terrorism, right, out the window because he's been declared to be so.
It is difficult to know exactly how many U.S. deaths this Salami was, Salami's a sandwich, is responsible for, because basically they just attributed every death to any kind of, group in Iraq to this guy, and that doesn't seem like a particularly fair way of going about quantifying these things.
Well,
so who knows? I'm not rooting for Iran here.
Sure.
I just don't want more American lives thrown after nothing. And forget the lives for a second. I mean, they're your children. You're going to care. Mine's not going if I have anything to do about it. So go ahead, send your kids. The money, $6 trillion has been spent on Iraq and Afghanistan. And what did you get, ladies and gentlemen? You mortgaged the future of your great-grandchildren, whom you'll never know, to the United States government and the Federal Reserve Bank and China. And what did they get? They got nothing.
I want to be clear. When you talk about the death attribution to the general, right, liberty-minded folks are apt to do the same thing when they talk about how many brown people Obama blew up or how many brown people Trump's blowing up, right? They go like, he's responsible for all those deaths because
you can't attribute what went on in northern Iraq to everything to Iran. Even if you attributed everything to Iran, that's how you get it. Is everything was Iran was Soleimani, and that's how they do the math. It's not fair math. Yes, you can attribute every death by an American drone bomber to Barack Obama because he's commander in chief.
Right.
So it's not the math's not exactly the same.
Okay.
We don't know. Is basically the answer, and we have to amp this up to make it seem him seem pretty bad.
Sure, but people out there will say like he's not responsible for it because he's only the general, right? But we have the commander in chief, and all day long people will say that they're responsible for the death. So it might be on a scale, but directly responsible versus indirectly responsible, it's somewhere in there.
Let's go to Paul calling in from South Carolina. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, bud?
All's well.
The caller a few minutes ago, I think his name was John, that's talking basically socialism. I don't make, the millions of dollars, but I pay more than my fair share. For what I pay, it's upwards of 35% between all of the deductions that come out of my check. And then you add a little retirement and some insurance. I get about 45 cents, 50 cents on the dollar that I get to bring home.
Hurts, doesn't it?
And it does. And then I hear someone say that, well, you make $12,000 a year. Okay, I get it. Everyone can't have a $25, $30, $40 an hour job.
They can have a minimum wage job, though, which $12,000 a year is not.
That is exactly true. And if you are at the poverty level and you're making $10 an hour, you're getting so many subsidies that I don't get. If you have kids, you get back money on taxes that you don't even pay in.
Right, it's Republican welfare.
Housing allowances. Yeah, I mean, you get so many things. So at what point should I pay more? If one of the people that work at the same location that I work at is not in the same position I am, so they make a fair amount less. And he started spewing this stuff, and I asked him a question. Okay, because you don't make what you want to make, why should I have to pay for it? If you don't have the house you want, should I have to pay for it, the car? Where does it end?
Well, a lot of them won't really contribute to you.
Everything move.
It's a really great point, Paul, because when you consider this, how in the world did I become obligated to pay for your lifestyles because you were born in the same country as I was? I mean, where was this obligation created?
It's a social contract.
It's right, the social contract. We change the terms anytime we want. I'm going to sound like a middle-class elitist here for a second, but I'm going to go ahead and make the statement. If you're in the bottom quintile of earners in the United States, you've either had a tragic medical problem, or you just aren't work, or you're some kind of drug addict, or you're just not working, right? You're just not working very hard. I mean, you know, I didn't get where I am in life by not going to work.
Well, one the talking points from the people in favor of socialism isn't let's tax you more, Paul, or you more, Mark, as a middle-class earner in, like, the mid-quintile.
It's always the billionaires.
It's the ultra-rich
yes.
who don't pay their fair share that could level the playing field.
The people who could completely just retire tomorrow and be like, screw you, I'm going home.
Right.
And then there would be nothing left for you to tax. Those people, as we want to take half into half to 70%, depending on who you ask, to 90%
do it as a wealth tax then, so that when they retire, you get half of it anyway.
Right. Well, or if they try to leave the country, they take half.
If they try to leave, take all of it.
It's a record number of ultra-high wealthy people leaving the United States. And this is the point, is if you don't want, if you tax things you don't want, sin taxes, for instance, on tobacco and liquor and these sorts of things, they work. That means if you don't want rich people in your country, tax them.
Yeah.
And you won't have a rich country anymore. You won't have this shining beacon on a hill. I mean,
want more rich people. Because
right,
they provide
I do.
More jobs for us. And
right.
I work
they,
for rich people.
They need more services than I do.
Yeah.
And
if I'm not satisfied with my income, I can work more hours or I can find a different job. It's not up. The rich man doesn't owe me anything. What I have, I work for.
Yeah, I mean, unless
you
are a blind quadriplegic and have some other, like, you can improve your situation. You can, if you don't like what you're making, go get more skills and make more. Like, it's not this unachievable feat.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
America still is a place where you can earn enough money, put enough of it away, that you can retire and have a good life. Is it easy? It was never easy. It never was. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.